It's good to have this number with us, especially our visitors. We're delighted you came our way, and we invite you to come back anytime you're in the area. We'll meet again Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for a midweek Bible study, and then next Lord's Day, 9:30 for a Bible study and 10:30 for worship. So if you have opportunity, we certainly invite you to come back. Have just a few announcements before we begin this morning. Not aware of anyone that's out of town. Those we want to remember on our sick list. My mom will be having a stress test and an echocardiogram tomorrow with the hopes of having a shot to get her heart back in rhythm on Friday. So please remember her this week as she's going through that. I would appreciate it. Cindy tells me Michael Massey is going to have a procedure on his back here very soon, hopefully to be able to give him some relief to be able to walk and move around more. So let's remember him, that all will go well with that. Karen Yates has sent thanking the congregation for prayers on her behalf, but let's continue to remember her. She's dealing with some family issues right now, so let's remember her in our prayers as well. In way of meetings, there's a singing at the Trustful Congregation this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock, so if you have opportunity and can make that, I'm sure the brethren there will be encouraged. I know I was, when we went to Pine Lane Friday night, that was very encouraging to go there as well. So if you have that opportunity, I'm sure the brethren there would enjoy having you. And that's really about all I have in the way of announcements this morning. Begin our worship, those taking part, Brendan Jamerson will have our scripture reading this morning. It'll be 2 Samuel 9, verses 1 through 10. Randy Jamerson will word our opening prayer. Rex Biddle will be our song leader this morning. His numbers are posted on the board to my right. I'll be waiting on the Lord's table this morning. Randy will also bring us the message of the hour, and Barb Harvey will close our worship with prayer. Is there anything else I failed to mention this morning before we begin? If not, we'll pause for a moment of silence, then we'll begin with our scripture reading.
Denounce a bearing from 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. And David said, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. And they called him to David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I am your servant." And the king said, Is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." The king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Maker, the son of Ammiel, at Lo Debar." Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Maker, the son of Ammiel, at Lo Debar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said to Mephibosheth, and he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house, I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him, and shall bring in the produce, that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this Lord's Day that we can come together and be with fellow Christians and worship you. We're thankful for the group of people that regularly worships here and their love for one another and their love for you. Please strengthen us in your work and strengthen us in our spiritual life so that we can become more like your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for those that have come our way today that are visiting. We pray that you will bless them in their travels, help them reach their destination safely, and we thank you for the encouragement that they bring with their presence today and their desire to be together with brethren who seek to serve you. We're especially mindful of those that have been mentioned today that are in need of your prayers, those that are undergoing surgery and medical tests. Michael's mother, we pray that you'll be with her, and also my mother, who is having similar issues with her heart, we pray that you'll be with the doctors that are helping her. Please be with Mike Massey as he undergoes surgery and help the treatment that he gets to help restore his health so that he can and get out and be with us again. We also pray for Carolyn Christie, who's not able to be with us today because of sickness, and also Karen Yates, who's dealing with issues that have kept her away from being here with us. We pray that whatever those barriers are will be removed and that she can once again be with us and be worshiping here. We are thankful so much for the gift of your Son who died for us to give us remission of sins. Help us to always live each day of our life focusing on that sacrifice and living in such a way that we can be an example to others and give us opportunities to spread your word and give that hope of eternal life to those who will seek you. Please be with us throughout this service and throughout all walks of our life. Help us to be faithful to you so that heaven can be our home. And we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Number 19. This morning we'll be singing about the king. All songs about the king in
relation to that. Gospel. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
9:32, we'll be singing this song in preparation for the Lord's Supper this morning. It does not mention him being a king, but of course the idea of him putting a purple robe on him is to demonstrate his claim to royalty as the king of the Jews, and several other phrases. Of body that was hung on that cross for us, that was beaten, that was tortured, ultimate Father, to share your love for us, and all that you gave your only Son for our sins, so we could have redemption and that hope of eternal life. Pray these things in Christ's name. turn to number 727. We'll sing all four verses of the song. That's a couple of lines, two in the chorus, and then three and four. It's in the chorus at 27. Number 951, sing the song before we enter into the lesson today. 951. We do a little bit and do a repeat on this a little bit at the end of the top of the next page. And we'll go back and repeat in the middle of the previous page for a slow call. We'll start right there. Repeat that as a second.
Lord, my
presentation following the lesson, 296 in the last few more.